Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with another Hank Unplug short. An article caught my attention this morning, an article from the Huff Post by Jonathan Kahn, titled "An Elite Christian College Has Become the Latest Battleground in America's Culture Wars." The reason it caught my attention was that it involves a college I attended and a church denomination that I grew up in, Calvin College, now Calvin University, and the Christian Reformed Church. The article points out that the Christian Reformed Church now sees the Bible, as it always has, as being infallible and thus renders same-sex marriage incompatible with Christian orthodoxy. The fly in the ointment, however, is a professor named Joseph Kailama. He's a Calvin College or University now professor. He's a teacher of the year and one who considers the text of Scripture outdated and incompatible with his own great awakening. A great awakening that caused him to go so far as to write a column on white privilege, which, when logical equity is applied, is itself racist. At any rate, he dogmatically contends that the Christian Reformed Church should support his rendering of the biblical text. And as a result, he marries Nicole Sweda and her girlfriend, and then is terminated. Kailama, who's reformed and always reformed, always reforming based on his own authoritative interpretation of Scripture, has not only taken it upon himself to redefine marriage, but he has taken it upon himself to negate the Word of God in human flesh. Of course, I'm talking about Jesus, who chided the Pharisees of his day, in saying, "Haven't you read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And he did so for the very purpose of joining them together as one flesh. And therefore, St. Paul says, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." In other words, marriage has at all times, in all societies throughout human history, been a relationship between men and women. And Kailama now comes into a historical context, the context of our epoch of time, and supposes that those who hold to a historical view on marriage are out of step, when in truth, he is out of step with reality. This isn't about hate. This is about plain old common sense. Because if marriage means everything, in the end, it may well mean nothing at all. The marriage of one man and one woman is not only biblical, it's distinctly sacramental. Because it's emblematic of the union of Christ and the church, of Christ and the body of Christ. And it's as profound as it's mysterious. It's a multifaceted mystery in which two people are forged together as one flesh. That only happens between a man and a woman. And in this mysterious union, women procreate children fashioned in the image and the likeness of their Creator. Of course, sexual union is even more profound than even procreation. It's even more profound than paradisical pleasure. It's a mysterious parable of Christ and the church. And by the way, it has its root in Genesis. It pervades Scripture and then ultimately bears fruit in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. human history rooted in the union of Adam and Eve at the very beginning. And by the way, this is another story, but a pair of Calvin religion professors published a paper saying that the fossil record now makes it impossible to believe in a biblical Adam and Eve. I've tackled that elsewhere, but for now, let me simply say that it's rooted in this union of Adam and Eve, and it bears fruit ultimately in the wedding supper of the Lamb. It's a mystery. A mystery that we are to ponder and preserve as opposed to pervert. In the mystery of marriage, the husband is the image of Christ, the wife the image of the church. And yet, in full view of the mystery of marriage, replete with its parabolic profundity in Christ and the church, with its potential for procreating children in the image and likeness of God, with its promise of psychophysical pleasure, Professor Kulama gratuitously reimagines the scripture in the image of the culture. I wonder if the Christian Reformed Church in Calvin will be able to hold on to the sanctity of marriage. And the reason I wonder is because it is to stand against the full force of today's culture. Only time will tell if they will hold fast. I certainly hope that they won't allow this perversion to corrupt their denomination. Because there are a lot of other perversions that are now sneaking in, including what I just mentioned. Religion professors at Calvin who are making the notorious statement that the fossil record makes it impossible to believe in the first man and woman on which marriage is based. Thanks for tuning in.